time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joining us. Hello, sir.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
We're doing all right for a beautiful Tuesday. How about you?
I'm doing great. It's funny. I chose that intro music without knowing who your spotlight guest was going to be today. the coincidences of the universe continue.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful thing when everything comes together.
That's right. I'm feeling inspired today. I'm feeling inspired. I think I'm going to start selling wine as follows. When someone comes in and says, I want a cab, I'm going to make them sit through my presentation of two other wines that I think are really cool that they probably have no interest in buying, and then I'll let them buy the cab that they wanted to buy.
Okay, that seems like a good idea.
I mean, I'm going to call it the Looney Rule.
Oh, that's even better. Yes, yeah.
I think it's fantastic. I think this is the way somebody's going to be like, I want a cab for $20, and I'm going to make them listen to my spiel about pais from Chile, right? They're going to have to just like, which has nothing to do with cab, but is a really quality grape of substance. And I'm tired. Between this and our potential starting quarterback being accused of robbing people for literally tens of thousands of dollars of stuff, I'm done. Fortunately, I don't work in the NFL. I work in wine. But I did, again, I was inspired by that. I really think that the best way is just forcing people to deal with something they really don't want to deal with, just in hopes of exposure. I suppose I should also, before we launch, we're talking about a very appropriate subject today. Of course, as people have been following us on Facebook, newsletters, etc., this Thursday we're holding this virtual tasting.
Yeah,
and this is the day that I talk about New World Single Vineyards, which is very appropriate because one of the wines that we're going to be tasting is a single vineyard Zinfandel. So for those who don't know, we are going to be Zoom chatting with Bill Bishop. Bill Bishop is a really, really cool guy who has worked for a guy named Jed Steele since 2001, I was informed today. Jed Steele is the guy who was hired by Kendall Jackson back when no one knew what Kendall Jackson was because it wasn't a thing. And they had some considerable success, which allowed Jed Steele to then retire from making thousands and thousands of cases of wine a year and just make very small lot wines. So we're going to be tasting four of those this Thursday with Bill, including the Pacini Vineyard Zinfandel. So for those who haven't yet gotten in on this, there is a four-wine tasting pack that we're selling right now for a very good price. It's $80 for the four, and if you were to buy them individually, it would be considerably more than that. But we're trying to help out our friends. They like a lot of premium wine brands right now are suffering from lack of what we call on-premise, that is restaurant business, it's a good way to help them out, and I hope people not only buy the four pack but also tune in, because Bill's a super cool guy with a lot of wine knowledge. He's worked with Jed, and he is their national sales manager and has been for years. He also is a lover of Maine. He has a fly fishing camp about 20 minutes south of Fort Kent. So he's studied, as I say, the length and breadth of this fair state. And he knows how cool we all are and how much we love our food and drink. And so hopefully it'll be a lot of fun.
That sounds awesome. That's such a cool idea.
Yeah, well, I've seen people doing it, and people are, you know, at the very start of this, like, are you going to be doing virtual tastings? And I'm such a troglodyte. Like, I really have no idea how to do anything. In fact, fortunately, Bill and I did a test Zoom meeting today, and it took both of our wives coming over and trying to fix it. My wife has been doing, you know, Zoom meetings multiple times a day for her job, and I have not. So I'm glad we did a test run and figured it out. But yeah, it'll be an opportunity, you know, folks out there listening, to write in to do we'll do a question and answer, you know, as it goes on, you know, even if it's not questions directly related to the wine we're talking about or whatever, you know, we between Bill and I, we have an awful lot of experience in the business, and so we can, you know, do our best to answer people and whatnot. To talk about, you know, what we're going to be talking about again, this month we talk about appellations and where wine really comes from, and the steel wines are very, very indicative of where they come from, and so that'll be kind of fun to talk about. So the idea, just for folks who don't really understand, we borrowed the European, specifically Burgundian, but other places as well, the idea of delimited areas being important. But the one thing we didn't really borrow is the idea of a law saying in Napa, the red grape has to be Cabernet, right? You can grow Sangiovese in Napa Valley if you want, and people do. There's no rule against it. It's just that if you're going to try and charge $500 a bottle, you're not going to have as much luck because Sangiovese from Napa hasn't been as heavily marketed over the years, right? So, but we do embrace the idea that this plot of earth is better than that plot of earth, and this plot of earth on the hillside in this plot of earth is even better than the generalized plot, which is the idea of like the single vineyard, right? So that place, that's all been sort of generally accepted, and that's something that we're definitely going to talk about, I think, on Thursday with Bill, is the idea of, you know, do you think that a good plot of earth can grow anything, or does it need to be, you know, planted to this varietal or that varietal? And I would also steer people towards, by the way, talking about the sort of single vineyard ideal, there's a really good article on Andy Beckstoffer in, I believe it's the Wall Street Journal, but just look up Andy Beckstoffer, Beckstoffer, I believe is right. And he is basically the leading guy who commands top dollar for his Napa grapes. All those, you know, the Screaming Eagles, the Colgins, the ones with your $500,000 bottles. They all buy from him, and he's one of the last believers in preserving these vineyards, even to the point of making them into trusts so that no one can ever put up condos on them or anything like this. But people hate him because he's also prevented other people from doing that when they want to. So it's a very fabulous idea that, you know, Napa is the best terroir, or this is the best terroir, but that we haven't sort of dictated, like the rest of the world, what has to be grown there. So these are things to sort of consider, and I'm sure I'm running out of time. Carrie,
2 minutes left.
Cool. So I encourage people to please tune in on Thursday for that Zoom virtual tasting, and do, you know, either call the shop, or you can go on to BangorWineAndCheese.com. To our online store, and you can buy the steel virtual wine tasting 4-pack that way, and just come pick it up at the store, whichever you prefer. And for those who may be listening out of state, like Rich's sisters, for instance, there is a list on our event on the Facebook events page. Bill provided me basically with a list of the states that do not carry steel wines, which is about like 6 or 7. But everywhere else, you can probably go out to your local store and get these wines and join us anyway, even if you're not here in Maine or here in the Bangor area to purchase from us. Whatever you can do to support these guys and to support, you know, any of your favorite small winemakers, because small winemakers right now are really suffering in ways that the larger conglomerates probably aren't. And I did want to mention, before I ran out of time, we are still doing curbside pickup only. Thank you again for all your support on that. 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock. We're probably going to end that. We're going to try to end that once school is over, frankly, for our sanity's sake, because both Morgan and I need to be home to sort of encourage our children to do their work. But we think once the demands of that are relieved a little bit, we can perhaps reopen with all the sanitary measures that have been obviously implemented by you guys. I know we're earlier talking about it, you know, masks and gloves and all the best practices that we can muster up. We will have disposable masks for people who don't have them, things like that. But it will be required, obviously. So we can't wait to welcome people back into the store. But for right now, we are still continuing the curbside. So just for those of you who are curious. And that probably takes me up to the time limit. But thank you all. We'll rejoin you next week, and we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on. And also, I do want to do a quick shout out to my daughter, who is turning a very ripe 10 years of age on the 23rd.
Wow. And how did that happen?
Yeah, that's... But she's a tremendous, tremendous human being, so I couldn't be prouder. I'm just very sad for her that she's not getting the party she wanted. But we'll make sure once all this is over that she gets something.
All right.
So happy birthday, Nelibu, and we'll talk to all of you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you, Eric. Have a good week.
Thanks.
Eric Meehan, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, wrapping up the hour.